Today's shir is Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Lamed Tesama Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss, as we have been learning, about the Goyrel that took place on Yom Kippur, between the two Seirim, the Sar LaShem and the Sar LaZazel. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Elias Goyrel Mitoch Klipi Ma'akevis. The actual making the Goyrel is absolutely essential to that avodah. Hanocha, but as we discussed, after they made the goyrel, they would take the two pieces, the two pieces, one that said LaShem and one that said LaZazel, and put it on the animals, the goyrel that came up to the right side, they put on the right hat, on the animal that stood to the right. The goyrel that came up to the left side, they put in the animal standing to the left. And says the Gemara, that act of the hanocha, of putting the goyrel on the head of the animal, enema kevis, is not absolutely essential. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, af aliyah enema kevis, even the actual goyrel is not essential. And why is the hanocha not ma'akev? So the Rishonim explain, because as soon as you did the goyrel, and as we said a moment ago, the one that was on the right goes on the right animal, and the one comes to the left is on the left animal. So the actual placing them on the animal doesn't really make that much of a difference, because whatever happened already happened anyway. So here we're learning that one man Dama says that the least girl ma'akeves, it has to be, it's absolutely essential. And the Chazanish says that if somebody went, according to this man Damer, if somebody went and did make the distinction, or did make the declaration without a goyrel, not only would he have to go do a goyrel, but he wouldn't have to bring new animals, because what was done till now is totally irrelevant if there were, according to Mandama, Elias Goyrel Ma'akevis. Of course, explains the Migdash David, that even according to Mandama, Elias Goyrel Ein Ma'akevis, that it's not absolutely essential, doesn't mean that it doesn't work. There's no question that the Torah, says the Migdash David, speaks about making a Goyrel and speaks about doing it that way. And according to Mandama, not only, as we just explained, is it not essential, but the halacha is that it would be even kosher if it was done by a zar, because since it's not essential, then it could be done by a zar. We're going to have a Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Samach. The Mishnah says, Kamasi Yom Kippurim, Ha'amal HaSeder, everything that the Torah tells us about the order of how avodas, how different acts have to be done in Yom Kippur, im higdim masel chaveroi, if somebody went out of order, le'osav le'klum, what he did is meaningless. And the machlokes of Yehuda and Nechemya, how do we understand that Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda understands that this rule that the Mishnah established, that the order is absolutely so important, is only regarding acts that were done in the Big Day Lovin, in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that was done, even wearing the Big Day Lovin, but it was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there the order is not that important, and it would not have to be repeated. It was done in the wrong way. Rabbi Nechemya disagrees, and he says that anything that's done while the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Lovin, even if it wasn't done only in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, then the order is absolutely critical. Rabbi Nechemya does agree that if something was done while the Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zav, then the order is not important. What are examples of Big Day Lovin B'chutz? Shchita, the Vidui that's set on the par, the vidui that's set on the sire, the gerolis. All of these were done while the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Big Day Lovin, but they were done when they were done b'chutz. So says the Gemara. So now the Gemara connects that machloikis with the machloikis that we began our shiur with today. Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damed Varma Nasim Big Day Lovin Bechutz. That anything that was done when the Kohen Gadol wore the Big Day Lovin, but he was wearing it outside the Azara, Loi Ma'akfa, is not, the order is not critical. Kulam Loi Pligi, so everybody agreed, the Loi Ma'akfa, because this is doing the Gairul is something that was done when the Kohen Gadol wore the Big Day Lovin Bechutz. Ki Pligi, and according to Yehuda, the discussion, says the Gemara, this version, the discussion that we began today's shir doesn't apply. Ki pligi, the machloikas that we began today's shir was a libid Rav Nechemya, that says that anything that was done in Big Day Lovin, even when it was done b'chutz, it's, the order is critical. Mandam and makva, the mandam says that the girl's makva, so we understand, because he clearly follows the opinion of Rav Nechemya. Mandam alay makva, hani mili avoida. That's only regarding something which is considered an avoida. Aval, but the hagrola is not an avoida. And therefore, since it's not an avoida, even Rav Nechemya will agree that doing it is not essential. There's a machlokes rishonim that, what does that mean? Does it mean it's not an avoida at all? Or does it mean it's an avoida, but it's not such a critical avoida that it should be ma'akif? Moreover, the Tosfos Yeshanim says that even the Manda Amid that says that the Goyrul is not ma'akif, that doesn't necessarily have to be the point of contention between the Manda Amid that says that the Goyrul is ma'akif or not ma'akif. Because he could agree, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, that the Goyrul is an avoida. But just because it's an avoider doesn't mean it's ma'akif. But now the Gemara says, Ikadamri, the Gemara gives a different version of how to understand what we began today's shir with in connection to the machlokes of Rav Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Aliba to Rav Nechemya, the Amar Ma'akfa, according to Rav Nechemya, that says that everything that's done by Big Day Lovin B'chutz is ma'akif, Kula Amalai Pliga the Ma'akfa. Everybody will agree that the girl is ma'akif. Keep ligi, where will we have a libra, where will we have a machlokes? A libra de Yehuda. Mandam loy ma'akfa, the mandam that says that the girl is not essential. So his opinion can indeed be very consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. A mandam ma'akfa, and the mandam that says that it is ma'akif, shani hocha, regard it even if to say that the order is ma'akif. The Tanabe Kra, the Torah says the word Asha'ola two times. Asha'ola, Asha'ola, Trey Zimni. And whenever we speak about Kachim, we know Shana Lov La'akiv. That if the Torah repeats Alocha, the reason the Torah is repeating the Alocha is to tell us that it's absolutely essential. And that's why here, even though the order may not be Ma'akiv, but the actual Geirul is Ma'akiv. So Meisvei. So the Gemara asks, on the second version of how we understood, how we're understanding the machlokes that we began to share today of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan of the Goyrul's Ma'akif. It says in a Braisa, mitzvah lahagril, there's a mitzvah to do a Goyrul, v'mlai higril, but if you didn't do it, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, bishlama lahachlishna, according to the first version that we said, the Amrit Alib Rabbi Yehuda, that we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kula Amalei Plig Leila Ma'akva. Rabbi Yehuda will certainly agree that the Goyrul is not Ma'akiv. So we'll say that this Braisa that says if you didn't do a Goyrul, it's kosher, it's following Hamani, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that Braisa will not be a problem with anything we discussed. El Hachlishna, the Amrit Pligi, according to the second version that said Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemya are arguing. So Bishlam Lamanda Amar Loi Ma'akva, according to Mandam, it says the girl's Loi Ma'akva, Hamani will say Rabbi Yehudi. El Lamanda Amar, according to the version that says that Rabbi Yanai, when he said that the girl's Ma'akif, is not only saying that according to the opinion of Rav Nechemya, but he's saying it even according to the opinion of Yehuda. Everybody agrees Ma'akva. So now, how will we understand this Braisa that says that the girl is not essential? Hamani, whose opinion will that be? We won't be able to explain it, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly not according to Rabbi Nechemya. Tani says the Gemara that the Braisa that we're asking from say it's not talking about girl, it's talking about Lahaniach. That the myth that The Bryce is teaching us the lahaniach, the putting the goyrel on the top of the head of the animal, is not ma'akif. And that everybody could agree, that's not ma'akif. Toshma. So Gemara asks another question on the opinion of Yanai, who holds that the goyrel is ma'akif. Again, according to the second version's understanding of Rabbi Yanai. Toshma, here the Braisa says again, mitzvah lahagril, there's a mitzvah to do a goyrel, ulasvados, and on the soil azazel, the Torah HaKadosha says, v'svada olov, as kol avoinos b'nei Yisrov, and you have to do vidu, and you have to say vidu as well. Says the Braisa, loy higrav loy svada, kosher. If you didn't do the goyrel, you didn't do the vidu, it's still fine, because they're not ma'akiv, they're not essential. Now here we have a question, Rabbi Yanai, that says that the goyrel is ma'akif. But here it says clearly that it's not ma'akif. And Rabbi Yanai, according to the second version, has everybody holding that it's ma'akif. Says the Gemara, v'chi tema, and if you'll say here too, that the Bryce is not speaking here about the goyrel. Rabbi Yanai is going to say that the Bryce is not speaking about the goyrel because everybody will hold that the goyrel is ma'akif. And what the Bryce is speaking about, Hochinami Loniach, the Bryce is only about speaking about putting the goyrel on the head of the animal, but says the Gemara, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning that Bryce. The Bryce continues to say, Rav Shimon Omer, Loi Higrol Kosher, if you didn't do a goyrel, then it's fine, if Loi Yisvada, but if you miss doing the Vidui, it's possible. Mai, says the Gemara, what does Rav Shimon mean, Loi Higrol? Ilema, you'll say here too, because you want to stay consistent, that what the Bryce is speaking about, Loi Aniach. Well, and the Tanakhama holds that not Loi Higrol, but rather Loi Aniach, it's fine. And Rav Shimon is going to hold that that Grol is Ma'akva. And Rav Shimon is going to disagree, and he's going to hold that that Grol is fine. Ask the Gemara of Atanya, only the Hanoch is not Ma'akiv, but that Grol is Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara of Atanya, but we're going to learn a Braisa later in Amasechta on Daf Samach Gimel on the base, where the Braisa says, Meis Echemehen. This is an interesting question. We did a Goyrul on the two animals. One animal was identified to be the Sorel Hashem, and one animal was identified to be the Sorel Azazel. And then one of those animals died. Now, what do we have to do? Do we have to bring two new animals and start all over again? Or can we just take another animal to replace whichever animal died? So if Shimon's opinion is, maybe Chaveri Shloi Bagrol, you just bring another animal. So what do we see from here? Divrei Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon's opinion. So we see that Rav Shimon clearly holds that that Grola is not Ma'akif. Because Rav Shimon held, if Rav Shimon held that that grola is ma'akiv, so then how could you just take an animal and use it as a replacement animal? That goyrel is ma'akiv. Clearly, we see from here that Rav Shimon holds that that grola is not ma'akiv. So we see that this Bryce is speaking about that grola. So we see, very interesting, that the opinion of Rav Shimon is that the goyrel is not ma'akiv, but the vidui is ma'akif. Because according to Rav Shimon, until you do vidui, you can't have the kapara. How will the man, the Omer, that says the vidui is not ma'akif explain? So I saw the Chazon Ish and the Migdash David explain that the reason that they will hold that it's effective even without the vidui is because it's the choyves hayoyim. Yom Kippur has the ability, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael. And just like Yom Kippur has the ability to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael, the avoider of Yom Kippur has the ability to bring kapara. And since the avoider has the ability to bring kapara, even though you didn't say the vidui, it will still be acceptable. Ask the Sfasemis, why is this a raya? The fact that you could replace the animal that died, that Hagrola is not ma'akif. You already did Hagrola. So the Sfasema says a posh devart. He says Hagrola is not an independent act. that on Yom Kippur we have to do a Goyrel. The pshat, the Goyrel that's done on Yom Kippur is that the Goyrel is the way that we determine which animals to be used. And if Rav Shimon clearly says that we can determine an animal without a Goyrel, he obviously is of the opinion that Goyrel is not ma'akev. Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. It could well be that the Tanna Kamma, when it said Lahigro Kosher, is not referring to Agrola, is referring to Hanocha. Why was our Kasha? That if that's the case, Rav Shimon is going to be obviously holding that Rav Shimon is only speaking about Hanocha, because we're saying that that's what the Braisa is only speaking about, that the Braisa is only speaking about Hanocha. But Rav Shimon is going to agree that the Agrola is Ma'akev, says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily a compelling way to learn. Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, Lo yodem ay kamri Rabbonin. Rav Shimon wasn't quite certain what is the opinion of Rabbonin. Vach kamluhu. And this is what he said to who. I hagrola, hagrola mamish kamrisa. And when you speak about the agrola, and you say that the act of hagrola, you're speaking about the agrola, so beglin alay b'chada. So then I disagree with you regarding one halacha. According to you, the agrola is not ma'akev. According to you, the vidu is not ma'akev. I agree with you regarding the hagrola, that the agrola is not ma'akev. I disagree with you regarding the vidu, because I hold that the vidu is ma'akev. And I agrola the kamrisa. But if when you're speaking about agrola is hanocha, peglino lakvatarti. That means you hold that the agrola is ma'akev and the vidu is not ma'akev. And I hold that the agrola is not ma'akev, but the vidu is ma'akev. So again, this braisa could be understood without disrupting Rav Yana's opinion according to the second version. But now the Gemara asks another question. Toshma, the braisa says, par ma'akev is asar. The avoida that is done on the par has to be done before you do the avoida on the sar. That means, if you did an avoida on the sar that is supposed to take place after doing an avoida on the par, and you reversed it, You weren't yoytza. That means the Torah requires that we do the avoida on the par first. And if we did the avoida on the sar before we did the avoida on the par, it will not be acceptable. And we're going to have to do the avoida on the par over first. However, the sar ain't ma'akev sapar. But the avoida on the sar does not hold back the avoida on the par. And therefore, if you did an avoida on the par, which is supposed to be done after the voida on the sar, but you reverse the order, it's still fine. That, and the avoida of the par is still considered a kosher avoida. And says the braisa that this halacha, that the avoida of the par must be done before the avoida of the sar, is referring matanish b'fnim, regarding the application of the dam on the application of the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Seid of the Avodah Yom Kippurim that was done with the Par and Sar, first the Kohen Gadol says Vidui on the Par, Ba'adoy Abad Beisoy for him and his immediate family. Then he does that Grolo on the two Seirim. Then he does, says Vidui again on the Par for the rest of the Kahanim. Then he Shechs the Par, and then he does the Ktiris. Then he does Hazor of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he does the shechita on the soil, Lashem, and hazov the soil, Lashem, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he spritzes from the Dam HaPar, Zrika from the Dam HaPar, hazov from the Dam HaPar on the Proichus. Then he does the hazov the Dam HaSor on the Proichus. Then he mixes together the Dam HaPar and the Sor, and he puts that blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. This is the order the Torah refers to. And now the Gemara taught us that if you did it in the wrong order, it matters what you did in the wrong order. And the Gemara drills down to give examples. What does the Braisa mean? Bishlamo, when the Braisa said that the par is ma'akev the sar, that if you did the sar that before the par, it's unacceptable. The agmil sam mekayim par, that if you did the spritzing of the sprinkling of the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the dam asor, before you spritz the dam par, it's loy avav loy klum. It's not acceptable, and you have to do the par first. Ella, says the Gemara, we also learned Another statement in this brisa, sor ena ma'akev is a par, that if you did the avoid on the sor that you're supposed to do before the par, you did it afterwards, it's fine. Ask the Gemara exactly what avoida is there on the soyer that you're supposed to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before you do it on the par, where the Brice is saying that you should have done the soyer first, but if you did it second, it's still acceptable. Ilema, if we're going to say the Yagda Matonis the par behechel, Bikani Matonis the sobefnim, that you put the dam of the par on the proiches before you put the dam of the soyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Brice is saying that that's going to be acceptable, says the Gemara, how could one suggest that would be acceptable? The Torah, when it speaks about this, Chukuk Sibu, the Torah says, V'hois Zos L'chem L'chukas Olam, and it has to be done that way. So how could one suggest that if you put the dam of the par outside in the Proiches, before you put the dam of the soyer inside, that it would be acceptable? Elalav, what must the Braisa be referring to? The Agda Matonis the Par Bifnim, that you put the dam of the Par in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, Mekame Hagrola, that before you did the Hagor, the Goyrol on the Seerim. And the Braisa is saying that it's not, and the Braisa is saying that it's not Ma'akif. Ask the Gemara, Vaha, so makes the Gemara the point. If we're saying that the seder by the goyrel is not ma'akiv, when the seder lie ma'akiv, it's a proof the Gemara wants to suggest that ikra ha'grola namila ma'akiv, that the whole agoral is not ma'akiv, which is opposite of what Rabbi Yannai said, where Rabbi Yannai says that the goyrel is ma'akiv. So from here we see that the goyrel is not ma'akiv. Says the Gemara Loi. What happened here was, dig the matonis the par by Mizbeach, that he put the par blood on the Mizbeach, become a matonis the sor behechel, before you put the blood of the sor on the proiches. And even though the halacha is that you should have put the dama sor on the proiches first, and only then put the dama par on the Mizbeach, the Braisa is teaching it's Loi Ma'akiv, but it has nothing to do with the Goyrel. And the Braisa is teaching us, because this Braisa is teaching us, Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, Dvarma Nasim, the Big Day Lovin Bechutz, anything that's done in the Big Day Lovin, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Loim Akfim. So that's what the Braisa is teaching us. That if I put the dam of the sawyer, the dam of the power on the Mizbeach, before I put the dam of the sawyer on the Proiches, which is the wrong order, you should have put the dam of the sawyer on the Proiches first, it's loy ma'akva. But says the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the Braisa means to teach us? Because when we learned the Braisa clearly said, v'matonash v'finim k'toni. We're talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not the Kodesh. Elo, what must we say? Hamani, who's the Tan of this Braisa? That Rabbi Shimoni, doma grola loy ma'akva, that the girl's not ma'akv. And therefore, if you did the matanos of the power inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the Seerim, it's not ma'akiv. But Rabbi Yannai could have Rabbi Nechemya certainly, and maybe even Rabbi Yehuda, agreeing with him, will agree that that girl is ma'akiv. V'ibay seima, lo'olam Rabbi Yehudi, a different teretz. And he's going to say that even though we're saying that the seid is not ma'akiv, and if I did the goyrel in the wrong place, it doesn't make a difference. That doesn't mean that the goyrel is not essential. It could well be that the goyrel is extremely essential. The seder of the goyrel is that grola mimakva is essential. Says the Gemara, this machloikus, if we spoke earlier, if the vidui on the sor la'azazel is essential or not, says the Gemara, v'azel tamayu, is consistent with another machloikus that we saw elsewhere. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, regarding the Sor Lazozel, the Pasuk says, V'asor ha-sha'olol of ha-goyrol lazozel, yamet chai lefnei Hashem, l'chaper, yomet chai lefnei Hashem, l'chaper olav, l'shalach oisei lazozel ha-medbera. The Sor has to be alive until the time of the Kapara. And if it dies before of the moment of Kapara, you have to bring another soil as azazel. Ad masai yizaka kolam chai. So what does that mean, says the Gemara? How long does it have to remain alive before that it should be considered you don't have to bring another one if it dies? Says the Gemara, ad shas matan dam shel chaveri. Until the soil Hashem's dam is put in the Beis HaMikdash. If it dies afterwards, then it's fine. Dev Rebbe Yehuda. Shem Aimer, no, ad shas vidui dvarim. It has to be alive until you do the vidui. And if you did, if it died before the vidui, then you have to bring another animal. So we have here, why does Rav Shimon say that it has to stay alive until the vidui? Because obviously, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the vidui is ma'akif. And until, if the animal wasn't alive till that point, then you have to bring another one. And the Yerushalmi says that the same machloikis we have here regarding the vidui on the sire will have the same machloikis regarding the vidui on the par. And if the animal, if the par was, if you didn't do vidui on the par and you shechted the animal, then the halacha will be that you'll have to do it. We'll have the same machloikis. Says the Rabbi Michael Mifki, says the Rabbi, what is the machloikis of Yehuda and Shimon that was saying how long does the animal have to be alive, and if not, it has to be replaced. Says the Mark of Tanya. The Brisa speaks about the Gerolus. The Brisa says, "Vasora sh'olav agarol azazel yamed l'fnei Hashem l'chaper olav." Says the Gemara, "Beparus dom makos medaber." The animal has to be alive until we did the spritzing on the dam. The Kenu Oimer. And that's what we—that's how we're going to explain the psukim, because the Torah says v'chila mechaper es hakodesh. The Torah says the word mechaper es hakodesh about the hazah on the proiches, and just says the brayse mala halan. It's talking about kaporas domim, that the kaporas affected through the dam. Afkan, it's affected by kaporas domim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says l'chaper olav. The definition of l'chaper olav is b'kaparas dvarim. So the machloikis is what is the shas kapara? Rabbi Yehuda holds the shas kapara is the zrika, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the shas kapara is the vidui. Tashim. So says the Gemara. Going back to the machloikis that we began the shiur with today, the question that we began the shiur with regarding hagrola ma'akevis or not, toshma, shol tamidus Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's tamidim asked him, ola b'yat smol, if the goyer l'Hashem came up in the left hand, which we've learned from the beginning of this perek, it was very important to them that the goyer should come up in the right hand. What happened if it came up in the left hand? Masha Yechsalimin, could you put it into your right hand? Amalahem, so Rabbi Kiva responded, Al titnu mokum tztoik lirdois. If we're going to do so, the tztoikim, who we've been discussing so often in this Masechta, had this very serious machloikis with tztoikim in their entire life, the tztoikim will be able to say that halacha is very fungible, and you could do whatever you want. But what do we see? Tama, what is the concern? The concern is Al titnu makom tztoikim lirdois. We have to be concerned about the tztoikim. Halav hachi, if we didn't have that consideration, madrinalei, we could move it. But ask the Gemara of Amrit, haven't we said that hagrolam akva? So what's the reason that the goyer, we can't switch? Because we're worried about stoikim. It's much more fundamental why we can't switch. We have to worry because the goral, according to this mandam, is absolutely essential. The kivin, the cavity, smile. And if the goral identified that the animal which is going to be Saul Hashem should be on the left hand, hechem adrenalei, we can't reverse that. So isn't this a raya that the goral is not absolutely essential? Amar Rava responds, Rava Hachi Kamri. This was meant to send. Ola goral b'smol. If the girl came out on the left side, of course we can't undo the girl. The girl is ma'akif. The Gemara's question is, can we move the whole animal to the right side instead of leaving it to the left side? And that's what Rabbi Kiva said, that technically there's no problem, but al titnu makom tztoikim lirdois. If the tztoikim will see us act that way, it could cause that they will start questioning everything that we did. So I saw that the Gvuris Ari and Rushash says, why is this connected to the question of Garam Akva or Garam Loim Akva? Even, and we said at the beginning of our shir, that even if we hold that the goyrel is not ma'akiv, if you did make a goyrel, of course it's what determines what should be done. So if a goyrel was done, we can't undo what the goyrel was done. So the Chibina Rav, in the Tshuva Shtoivim Mishar of Mechel Gimel Simon Kuf Dal, discusses this. And he discusses there, how do we understand the goyrel? Do we understand the goyrel is to be considered like you're magdi something? You're magdi something, or do we look at it like it's a birur, like when they divided up Eretz Yisrael through a goyrel? And the nafkamina is, can you reverse it? If it's considered like a magdi something, so then we learned many times that hegdish is a form of a neder, and a neder could be reversed. If, however, we learn that it's not like magdish, we're learning that that's what the Torah said that is the way to do it, then it obviously cannot be reversed. So now we can understand the Gemara very, very well. If we're going to say that that goyrel is not ma'akev, and we're also going to say that the goyrel is no more than just being magdish something, we should be able to reverse it. But we can't reverse it because, as the Gemara just said, we can't make it easy for the tzedakim to be little the way we behave, to be little what the Torah tells us to do. So here the Gemara says a new concept, and that is the concept of al titnu makom at tzedakim lirdos. So Shulchan Aruch quotes a Hagoyis Maimonides that says that a rov shouldn't issue a psak which something is osur is mutter. And the Meretz Chai says that it's based on our Gemara. We have to be careful not to diminish anything that would make the tzedakim or anybody believe that what we're doing is wrong. And in fact, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer has a very interesting tshuva. And it was the issue about gelatin that comes from non-kosher animals. And can it be considered kosher or not? And he writes a tshuva to Reb Cheskel Abramsky, and he says, even if one can make a halachic argument that there is no problem with such gelatin, but it looks, how do people look at something where something which is so non-kosher, came from a non-kosher animal, is declared kosher, and therefore, when we issue a psak, we have to take that into consideration. The Gemara brings a raya, now that the goyrel is ma'akev. Toshma, the pasuk says, Vikar Aaron, as a sorash olal of a goyrel Hashem, says the Gemara, Ila Nemar, if the pasuk would have said, as a sorash olal, and it wouldn't have said olal, you could just take the goyrel that has in it the will Hashem, olav, and put it on that animal. Tama loimer, olah, the Torah uses the word olah, kivin sh'olah, once they did the goyrel and it was determined which animal is which, shuv en etzorich, the doing the hanoch is not important. Lamai, ilayim a mitzvah, does that mean that there's not even a mitzvah to put the pieces on top of the animals? B'chlal da nochi mitzvah namilo, there's no mitzvah. El lavi must be l'akev. B'shma mina ha'grola ma'akva, the ha'grola is essential, da nochi loy ma'akva. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, it's not necessary to understand that way. That da nochi is not ma'akev, and the goyrel is ma'akev. Hach kam, this is the way to understand. Ilo nema'asha olav ha'yisi yom yenechena olav atsha shkita. That you have to leave the pieces on the head till the shkita. Tamlaima asha olav, kivin sha'olav. Once you did it, you could take shuvah in itzorach. So it has nothing to do with that. Tashma, the Torah says, v'ikir arav aron as a soya sha'olav ha'goyrel Hashem, v'so'o chattis. Ha'goyrel ha'soya chattis, the goyrel makes into a chattis, v'en Hashem just declaring it, without making a goyrel, can't make it into chattis. Yochel, so I could say, v'loy dinu, I can make the following argument. Ma b'mokim sh'loy kiddush ha'goyrel. If by other kabbonis where a goyrel is not done, kiddush ha'shem, the shame is what makes determination. So certainly mokim sh'kiddush ha'goyrel, in a place where the goyrel makes the determination, ain't it din sh'kiddush ha'shem, that the shame should make the determination. Tamaloyim v'osay chattis, ha'goyrel o'osay chattis, only the Goyrel makes a chattis, v'en Hashem oys a chattis. Says the Gemara of Stam Sifra, we have a Sifra, Mani, Rabbi Yehudahi. Anonymous Sifra represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, and it says here in the Sifra, Hagorel Ois Achatis, a girl is the only way it could become a Achatis, Vein Hashem Ois Achatis. Alma, Hagrola, Ma'akvad Hagrola is absolutely essential, and to Yufta, the man, the Omer, the opinion held that we started this year, that that girl is Lo Ma'akvad, that it's not essential, to Yufta has been completely refuted, and now we see that on Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Goyal Hashem, it's absolutely ma'akva and has to be done that way.